Gamma Phi Circus at Illinois State University celebrates a milestone anniversary this weekend with a show that looks back over the decades, even as the circus moves confidently toward a bright future. GLT Arts correspondent Laura Kennedy visited Gamma Phi's practice gym to learn how the circus came to town and why it stayed.
Marcus Alwyn tugs at the large metal frame and platform that make up what's known as the Russian swing.
I think we can just tighten these a little bit, the sides a little bit more, and then we should be good.
It's like a large traditional swing with a platform that can swing 360 degrees, sending circus performers flying high in acrobatic jumps.
We just got to get everything just right so that all the legs, all the feet are on the ground at the same time to make sure it's a safe, stable piece of equipment.
As a group of students gather together on the swing, Alwyn, the director of the Gamma Phi Circus, watches over them. They're practicing for the circus's 90th anniversary show.
I believe we are in the best shape we've ever been. We're the strongest program we've ever been. But that is all due to building on what those that came before us started.
Founded in 1929, Illinois State University's Gamma Phi Circus is the oldest collegiate circus in the United States. At one time, many colleges boasted of having their own circus, and it all came out of the physical fitness craze of the early 20th century. That's according to Maureen Brunsdale, a librarian at ISU's Special Collections, which is world-renowned for its collection of circus materials. Brunsdale says the physical fitness craze was actually prompted by the U.S. government.
As we were ramping up towards World War I, the government was finding that a lot of young men were not very fit, and so they wanted to encourage youth to become fit. Fit men are better soldiers. Circus was one of the ways, gymnastics particularly, was one of the ways to get men fit.
The origins of Gamma Phi Circus at ISU can be traced back to one man, Clifford Horton. He was a member of the Gamma Phi Gymnastics Fraternity at Ohio Wesleyan University in 1917. Brunsdale says Horton came to ISU in 1923 as the university's first full-time physical education instructor.
And when he came here, he brought his love for gymnastics and Gamma Phi with him.
That was when Horton, young as he was, earned the nickname Pop Horton.
He took so many young men under his wing when he first got here that they felt that Clifford Horton, Professor Horton, was more of a father figure to them, so they called him Pop, and the name stuck.
When Gamma Phi was established in 1929, Pop Horton drew up a list of criteria for those who wished to participate. The list was known as the Horton 10, and according to Brunsdale, it was daunting.
There were high jumps and long jumps and how far you could throw a baseball.
You had to be able to do the 100-yard dash in 12 seconds, rope climb 18 feet in 8 seconds, and punt a football 35 yards. After a while, the rules were relaxed to allow more people to join, but director Marcus Alwyn says they'll always remember the Horton 10.
Every once in a while, every few years, we'll do that just for fun after our show. And it's very rare that any of our members can hit all 10, especially the first try.
Alwyn says you have to have something special going for you to last for 90 years. And for Gamma Phi Circus, it's the student performers and their willingness to try new things.
To explore things that they may have never even had an idea that was possible before coming to be a part of Gamma Phi Circus. I know that was the case for me. It was the thing that really drew me to this organization.
Caitlin Hall is a freshman at ISU who has a background in gymnastics. She was invited to perform on the Russian swing.
When I first started Russian swing, I literally fell off the swing my first time trying to do it. And now looking at where I'm at now, I just think it's super inspiring that you can transform your talents that quickly here at Gamma Phi.
The platform of the Russian swing is pushed back and forth by several brawny students until Hall, attached to a safety harness, jumps from the platform at the peak of the swing, flipping and landing on a nearby mat. When she flies, Hall says she doesn't know how far she is from the ground, but she does know she comes within about 10 feet of the gym's ceiling.
It's so freeing being able to fly that high through the air. I've never felt anything like that. I was also a diver, and to me, that was the most freeing thing I've ever done, just being able to fly and flip through the air like that. And this, you get so much more air time and height, and it's amazing. It's definitely my favorite act in the gym.
Director Marcus Alwyn says the circus performers are able to reach new heights thanks to the recent addition of artistic director Ivan Stoynev, who has spent nearly all of his life performing in circuses, including the biggest of big tops, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
He comes with a wealth of knowledge and a lifetime of circus experience, so he's been able to train our students in certain ways that we just hadn't had opportunities to do before.
Although Stoynev came to Gamify loaded with professional experience, he says students don't need previous circus experience to be a part of the action.
A lot of them just walk in through the door, even they come afraid of heights, and a year later they are flying up in the air.
Stoynev is the latest in a long line of circus professionals calling the Twin Cities home. That's according to librarian Maureen Brunsdale. The community used to be known as the trapeze capital of the world. In years past, some of those artists who trained in the off-season in Bloomington Normal helped to train Gamify circus performers. And Brunsdale says that favor was returned.
Pop Horton actually helped train Art Kinsella, who is arguably our most famous circus alum. Pop trained him how to do his acrobatics. And I think that's absolutely a fantastic synergy between the professional circus performers here in town and the Gamify Circus.
Ivan Stoynev says some of the best advice a circus pro can offer a newbie student is don't look down.
As soon as they look down, they get afraid. We, of course, build them up. We start them from the low wire, then we have 3-foot wire, then we have 6-foot wire, and then we pick them up on the 20-foot height, and we'll build them up that way. And they fight their fear, and they make it. We do have a She's right there, up there now, and she was afraid of heights when she came. Yeah, and you guys will see her in the show, on high heels on the high wire.
That's right, high heels on the high wire. But this is circus with a net. Safety, says Stoynev, has a starring role.
Just because they're students, they're not professionals, even the show they put on, it's on professional level, we very much worry about them.
Junior Gigi Velasquez does an aerial cube act, which has performers doing acrobatics high in the air on a skeletal square of metal. It's demanding, she says, and knowing the safety features are in place helps her concentrate.
The more scared you are, the more tense you get, so you want to relax and not be afraid of anything.
Junior Diego Hernandez had some theater background before joining Gamify Circus. He says now he's found a whole new way to perform.
I am an act captain of aerial straps, so I go fly around the air in seatbelt type material, and I also am in the German wheel act, so we kind of roll around in a big metal wheel, strap ourselves in, do some flips on the bars.
Sounds scary? Well, it is, says Hernandez.
There are points where your life is at risk and you have to really trust your partner, and they have to have trust in you, and you have to really understand what you're doing and when you're doing it. You can't really forget about it at any point. You always have to think about what you're doing while also performing for your audience.
After flourishing through the middle of the 20th century, college circuses gradually started disappearing, but Gamify Circus endured. The reason for that, says Marcus Alwyn, can be summed up in one word: passion.
The students who are performing in the Gamify Circus aren't receiving scholarship money. They're not being paid. They're here 100% because they love it. They're full-time students. Many of them are preparing for teaching, so they're spending time in classrooms. They're volunteering in the community. They have very busy lives, but they take time out of their lives to come here to train because they love the circus arts.
With just over 100 student performers, Gamify Circus is the biggest it's ever been. And student artist Caitlin Hall says this little microcosm on campus is like a family.
Everyone is super supportive and accepting of everybody in the gym. There's no one that we would ever turn away or reject. So we're all just a big family.
Those close ties are important, says Diego Hernandez. The building of relationships is necessary for doing hair-raising acts.
We just always are with each other, and we have so much trust in each other because you're flying through the air, putting your trust in another person to catch you. You're going up in the air. You're being spotted by so many people holding lines while you're walking on the tight wire. There's so many different things that you have to trust people for. And in the gym, everybody has that trust, and you can always ask anybody for help.
In an interesting twist, long after most collegiate circuses folded, Marcus Alwyn says there's recently been renewed interest in the circus arts.
I often get emails from students from universities across the country asking how we got our program started, how could they get their program started. And to be honest, we're lucky that we started in 1929 because it was just a little bit easier to start something like the organization that we are back then. in today's legal climate, it's difficult to start a program like this.
As interest in the circus arts soars, Diego Hernandez sees another 90 years for Gamma Phi Circus as a certainty.
I think because we're growing each year, when our shows keep getting better and better, so more people hear about us, for sure. Another 90 years, I'm counting on it.
Gamma Phi Circus celebrates its 90th anniversary with shows Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 1 and 7 p.m. in Redbird Arena. A pre-show children's carnival takes place prior to Saturday's matinee performance. I'm Laura Kennedy.
You can see behind-the-scenes photos of the Gamma Phi Circus performers at our website, wglt.org.